This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Today I want to talk about the simplicity of fiqh. And one of the mistakes of the contemporary era is that we tend to overcomplicate fiqh and we seek out fiqh rulings on every unnecessary thing. So what I mean by this is, historically, Muslims would follow the law of Islam in their lives, but they were discouraged from asking unnecessary questions that would make the religion more difficult than it needs to be. In our times, there seems to be an obsession, and we see this obsession especially amongst young people who have just become zealous about the religion, may Allah bless them. A lot of these young people, they become overzealous and they seek rulings on every little thing. So for example, recently a young man asked me, what's the fiqh ruling on breaking your knuckles? Or what's the fiqh ruling on biting your nails? Or what's the fiqh ruling if a side character in a video game commits an act of shirk? Really, this is overthinking life. This is overthinking life. This is not the Islamic approach to fiqh or to law. So let's try and simplify this a bit, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْأُسْرَ. Allah intends to make things easy for you. He does not intend to make things difficult for you. This is Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse 185, the verse about fasting. And this is taken as a general principle describing all of the Sharia, that the Sharia is meant to be simple, it's meant to be practical, it's meant to be straightforward. In a hadith, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ دِينَ يُسْرَ. The religion is simple, it's straightforward, it's easy, it's practical. Whatever you wish to translate yusr as, all of these translations I just mentioned are acceptable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says in the Quran, وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. We did not place any difficulty on you in the religion. And يُرِيدُ اللَّهِ يُخَفِّفَ عَنْكُمْ وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Allah wants to make things easy for you because mankind was created weak. Now, what these verses of the Quran and the hadith teach us is that the religion is simple and it's straightforward. And for the average Muslim, there's a few things we have to keep in mind when practicing Islam. Number one are the fara'id, the things that are obligatory upon us, which are not many. They are obligations upon us, but they're not that many, right? You can learn all the obligations in a day. Praying 5 times a day, fasting the month of Ramadan, a bit about the dress code, and also the 5 pillars, right? And there's a few obligations here and there. There's not that many obligations in Islam. Equally, there's not that many agreed upon prohibitions in Islam. But you should be aware of them and you should stay away from them to the best of your ability. And these prohibitions are also divided into major sins and minor sins. It is more important to avoid the major sins, but you should avoid the minor sins as much as possible as well. So be aware of the obligations and try your best to observe them. Be aware of the prohibitions and try your best to avoid them. Beyond this, ensure that your earnings are halal, your money, your source of income is halal, and that your food is halal. Right? And that your food is halal, and that you have good character, and that you treat people well. And that's it. That's all it takes to be a good Muslim. That's all it takes to be a good Muslim. You fulfill the obligations, avoid the major sins, be a good person, eat halal, earn halal. That's it. It's as simple as that. But what happens in our time is we overcomplicate things. We want to know on every little thing, is this halal, is this haram, is this makruh, what level of haram is it? And we end up inventing fiqh for ourselves that is completely unnecessary. And this is mentioned in the Quran and in the hadith as a negative quality of previous nations. That there were past nations that asked too many questions, and because of that, the religion became unnecessarily difficult upon them. The example given in Surah Al-Baqarah is the example of the cow. That when Bani Israel were told to slaughter the cow, they kept asking what kind of cow, what color cow, and it just got harder and harder to find the kind of cow they needed to slaughter because they asked too many questions. Had they not asked those questions, any cow would have sufficed. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran in Surah Ma'idah, Ya ayyuha allazina amanu, la tas'alu an ashya'in in tubdalakum tasukum. O you who believe, do not ask about things that if they had to be made clear for you, it would make life difficult for you. Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warns us not to ask unnecessary questions that make the religion unnecessarily difficult. And we have a hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that once a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked him about Hajj. He asked if Hajj is an obligation every year. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't answer him, and he kept asking until the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said no. And if I had said yes, it would have become an obligation every year, and the nations before you were destroyed because of their incessant asking of questions. So it's very important for us to keep this in mind. And I noticed this in our times. This is a misunderstanding we have of Islam. One of the reasons that people today find Islam difficult to practice is because we have unnecessarily sought out fiqh rulings on every little thing. And in doing so, we have made the halal haram, we have made the mustahab obligatory, we have made the makruh haram, we have made everything into either obligatory or haram, making every tiny aspect of life unnecessarily difficult. So let's try and scale back a bit. If you know clearly that something is prohibited and there's consensus on this, stay away from it, right? If there's a difference of opinion about it, follow the opinion that your scholars tell you is the correct one, the scholars that you follow. If you know something to be an obligation, do it. Beyond that, just learn to live your life. That's really, Islam doesn't ask us to police every tiny aspect of our life for rulings. Just learn to live your life, right? And just enjoy the halal of this world. Another hadith, it is mentioned that the halal is clear and the haram is clear, and there are things that Allah has stayed silent about as a mercy to you. Allah has not mentioned rulings on many things of this world as a mercy to us, because the default of the things of this world, al-aslu fil ashya'i al-ibaha, the default ruling of anything is permissibility, right? This is a maxim of fiqh. Al-aslu, the default ruling, fil ashya'i, regarding anything, al-ibaha, is permissibility. So the default ruling regarding anything is permissibility. So when it comes to the things of this world, outside of food and earnings, when it comes to the normal things of life, whether it's things you do for entertainment, whether it's your normal bodily functions and actions, whether it's how you dress, outside of the clear prohibitions, don't ask too much questions to make things unnecessarily difficult on yourself, right? Seek the knowledge that is obligatory. Seek the knowledge about what the religion teaches us, but don't try to find reasons to consider things haram. Right? This is another problem that people have today, that when you tell them something is halal or something is makruh, they look for reasons to make it haram, because in their mind it should be haram. Why? Because they don't like it, or they find it disgusting, or they feel like the religion needs to be more difficult, or we need to be more pious, so we shouldn't be doing this. You need to let go of it there. For your own personal piety, you can stay away from some halal things. There's nothing wrong with that. But you can't make it haram. You can't tell other people they can't do it, right? Yes, for your own personal piety, you may avoid certain halal things because they distract you from Allah. But you can't make it difficult on the average person. So when it comes to fiqh, the default ruling is that things are halal until proven otherwise. So don't unnecessarily ask questions about every secondary issue of your life. If something very secondary in your life ends up being haram, as highly unlikely, someone will tell you, someone will inform you, right? But it's highly unlikely, because the prohibitions are normally on big things, not on small things. The prohibitions are on stuff that's known of the religion by necessity, like the prohibition of zina and the prohibition of pork and the prohibition of alcohol. These things are known of the religion by necessity. You get into the smaller things, they end up becoming either matters of difference of opinion or things that people only declared prohibited in the past 50 to 100 years because of this new mindset of looking for fiqh rulings on every little thing. So the main lesson I want us to take from this is that Islam is simple. Avoid the haram, fulfill the obligations, earn halal, eat halal, dress halal, be good to people, and you're safe, you're fine. You don't have to go out there looking at every little thing in your life and trying to figure out, is wearing glasses haram, is using the internet haram, is drinking coffee haram. No, relax. Relax a bit. You don't have to seek out fake rulings on every little thing in your life, because by default things are halal until proven otherwise. So take some time to think about this, and I hope you find this beneficial. Wa akhir da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.